one-pointed result. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with meditation. One-pointed result. Always, we are speaking our word for one thing or another. We'd like to have good health, happy relationships. We'd like to have beautiful things. We're always speaking our word because we would like to have beautiful things in our life. Now, how do we get results? How do we get results for the things that we'd like to have, the things that we'd like to experience? Well, if we're one-pointed, you can be sure you'll get results. Now, let's just take having a happy home. You'd like a happy home. How can you have a happy home? Well, you can go around doing nice things. You can take care of your home. You can love it. You can keep it clean and beautiful. You can tell your friends what a beautiful home you have. You can tell your family what a beautiful home you have. You can tell the world what a beautiful home you have. And that's all going to make for a happy home in a way. But what's going to make the most happy home? Well, one-pointedly, as I say to myself, I have a happy home. 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 As I say this again and again and again, I have a happy home. First, I will begin to look at my home from a different point of view. I'll begin to look at my home from the point of view that it is a happy home. I will begin to see things about my home I never saw before and see it as a happy home. When I say I have a happy home, I will look at every aspect of my home and see it happy and see it fun. See it an enjoyable place to be. When I say I have a happy home, I will begin to look for things that show me that I have a happy home. I'll begin to look for things that make me feel that this home is the most glorious, beautiful, fabulous, fun-filled home in the whole world. I'll begin to see little things. I'll begin to notice how somebody brought a bouquet of flowers and put it on the middle of the table. And there it was for all of us to enjoy it. And we took it for granted because every day there's some lovely flowers there or something nice as a centerpiece on the table. Every day there's some little thing that makes the table look just special. I have a happy home. I keep affirming I have a happy home. And then I notice that the shoes are all nicely placed by the door where you come in and take off your shoes and set them on that tray by the door there and leave all the muddy shoes there and the dusty shoes. And then stocking-footed or barefooted, you'll walk into the house and you leave all the dirty shoes behind. But I never noticed that when I went to put my shoes on, they were always free of dust. Somebody had wiped my shoes down. I hadn't paid much attention to it. It was just always done. But I have such a happy home that somebody goes and wipes my shoes down. I wonder who that is. Is that mommy? Is that daddy? Is that my sisters or brothers? Or who is it? And then I look out the window and I say, oh, wow, that's neat. The sun is so beautiful. It's just coming up. It's coming up over the trees. I can see it so clearly through the windows. I wonder who washed the windows. My goodness, I have such a happy home. And I look out on the yard and the lawn is all mowed. And I say, cha, golly, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? I wonder who mowed the lawn. No, we don't think those things. I wonder who did it. All we do is think how wonderful it is that it's done. How wonderful it is that it's done. How wonderful it is that it's done. And when we think how wonderful it is that it's done, then what happens? Well, we begin recognizing that we do have a very, very happy home. And I keep on saying I have a happy home, even though I have a happy home, because this keeps reminding me to look around and see all the glorious things that make my home a happy home. All the wonderful things that happen to make me recognize I have a happy home. I look at the dish towels over the sink and I see them all neatly in place with the hems all touching point on point. I see the dishcloth neatly hung over the edge of its little hanger there, and it's drying and nicely being available for the next time one uses it. And I look in the sink and it's all scoured clean and dry. All the faucets are dry. No water is dripping from the faucets. My goodness, I have such a happy home. I look around and I see that the house is beautifully kept. And I say, I have a happy home. Well, it's not just mommy who's doing the housekeeping. It's not just daddy. It's not just the adults, the older people. It's all the kids, too. Every time us kids come in the house, we put things away. We take care of things. We love our home. We have a happy home, and we keep it happy by keeping all of our things in order. I have a happy home. You see, when I say I have a happy home, I begin to recognize that I do have a happy home. When I say I have a happy home, I have a happy home. One pointedly, putting that in motion as a cause, I recognize that I do have a happy home. I see everything that makes it happy. And whereas before I saw just a little conflict or a little unhappiness here and there, now even that is gone because I have a happy home. And where there's conflict, I'd have no judgment. I just look and I say, how can I make this right? How can I make everybody happy? How can I? By being happy myself. When I'm happy, everybody's happy. When I look around and see a happy home and smile every time I look at everything, pretty soon everybody else is looking around and seeing a happy home and smiling at everything that's going on. What a wonderful way to be. My goodness. To make a statement, to meditate upon anything, means we think about it. And so when I think about my happy home, I am allowing it to reveal to me how happy it already is. Because most of the time, in my choice of things that I meditate on or things that I desire in my world, they're already there. I just hadn't one-pointedly affirmed the fact that I already have them. And the minute I have the courage to affirm the fact that I already have something that I don't seem to have, and one-pointedly I stay with that, saying, I am in a happy home. I live in a happy home. I have a happy home. I have a happy home. If I one-pointedly stay with that, then that happy home is sure to be mine. For meditation is to think about things. And I think about a happy home one-pointedly, and I have it. Now I can think one-pointedly about anything else. I can meditate one-pointedly about anything else too and get wonderful results. But I take one point at a time, one-pointedly, and I speak my word, and one-pointedly I bring it forth into my attention, into my world, into my experience, and into my fun. Join me in this wonderful attitude of one-pointedly always knowing the truth, and let your meditations be like my meditations. Meditations that bring results. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.